I'm so grateful to be able to open God's Word this morning.
今天早上很高兴跟大家一起来学习神的话语。
You just got a vision of the youth retreat.
你们刚刚看到了我们青年退休会的一个景象。
And so today you're going to get a little bit of a vision of what I preached to the youth at the retreat.
所以我今天呢，可能跟你们在讲我们在青年退休会时候，讲到的一篇异象的事情。
And so today's title of this message, A Vision of Heaven.
所以今天讲到的题目是天国的意象。
And our theme during the youth retreat was called eternity.
我们今年的青年退休会的主题是关于永生的事情。
And so we focused on the book of Revelation during our time at the retreat.
所以呢，我们在退休会的时候重点是讲了启示录的事情。
And so Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 17 is one of the texts that will show us what heaven is like.
所以在启示录的第七章的九到十七节呢，给我们展示了天国的是一个什么样的景况。
Well, let me just ask you a couple of questions.
所以呢，我想给大家问两个问题。
Do you want to go to heaven?
你是不是想去天堂呢？
I'm sure all of you would say yes.
我想可能大部分人会说是的。
If you want to say maybe, then come talk to me later.
如果是你说也许的话呢，我建议你结束以后留下来跟我聊一聊。
Because who in the world does not want to go to heaven?
如果谁有谁不想去天上天堂
？And now let me ask you a second question.
那我来问你第二个问题。
If you could peek into heaven right now, what would do you think it would look like?
如果你想能有一眼看一看天国的什么情况呢？你想看什么呢
？Some of you may have a picture of what heaven looks like.
你们当中有些人可能有一个照片或者景象是天堂像什么样子。
But maybe you got those.Pictures from Hollywood or TV advertisements.
你可能是从好莱坞的电影里或者电视广告中看到天国的景象是什么。
Or maybe you think that it's a place of rest and comfort.
也许你可能想象是一个让你能得到休息或安慰的地方。
It might also be a place of family reunion with loved ones.
也许你可能跟你先离去的挚爱的人在天堂里团聚的一种景象。
But here's the catch.
但是问题是什么呢？
Not everyone who says they want to go to heaven will actually be there.
并不是说每个人想去天堂的都能去天堂。
Just recently, my wife's distant relative passed away suddenly in his sleep.
所以最近呢，我太太的一个远亲在睡眠中他就过世了。
The last we checked, we don't know or we don't think he was a believer in Jesus.
最后一次我们跟他在跟他有机会见面，不知道他是不是真正的信主。
We don't know if he placed his faith in Christ before his passing.
我们也不知道在他去世之前他有没有信主。
And so I'm reminded of this truth and the reality that you and I need to face.
所以呢，我们呢，我这个呢提醒了我们有一个无可回避的现实的事情。
That is, we will all die one day.
我们有一天呢，我们都会死。
I know that's a taboo in the Chinese culture.
这可能在中文里面是一个禁忌的话题。
But let me just say that one more time.
但是那我再说一遍。
You will die one day.
你有一天你肯定会死的。
And sometimes that can happen unexpectedly.
但是呢，有的时候可能是还不期而遇这样的事情。
And we cannot escape the reality of death.
我们不能回避这样的一个现实的事情。
And so after we die, we will go to either one of these two places for all eternity.
我们死了以后呢，我们要去两个地方当中的一个地方度过我们的永生。
Either we go to heaven,
或者你去天堂
，or we go to hell,
或者去地狱。
And so in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17, John gives us a vision of heaven.
所以在启示录的第七章九到十七节，使徒约翰给了我们关于天国的一个意象。
If you want a vision of hell or the lake of fire, you can read Revelation chapter 20.
所以如果你想看看地狱是一个什么景象的话呢，看启示录的第二十章。
And so this passage describes what heaven looks like for those who have received the gift of eternal life from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天看的这段经文呢，是讲了我们接受了主耶稣基督为救主的人的天国的意象是什么。
And so as we unfold this passage verse by verse, there are four snapshots.That John wants to show us.
所以在我们在逐字逐句的查看这段经文的时候呢，使徒约翰给了我们四个画面。
And so first, we see the great multitude saved by God.
所以第一个画面呢，我们看到的是蒙神拯救的一个广大的群众。
And we'll see that in verses 9 to 10.
在第九节、第十节，我们可以看到这样。
Allow me to read this passage. After this, I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation and from all tribes and peoples and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
所以经文是这样的，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来的，站在宝座和羔羊的面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
Now, I'm not sure if you've ever seen a massive amount of people all at once in a single place.
我不知道你生活中是不是经历过在
It could be at a sports event or a concert.
And
the biggest stadium we have in Vancouver is BC Place. Which can seat about 55,000 people.
它可以坐55,000人左右。
But the biggest stadium in the world is found in India, which could seat up to 132,000 people.
但世界上最大的一个体育馆应该是在印度，它可以坐13万人左右。
But even if it can seat even every single person in like the 132,000, that stadium pales in comparison to what John sees here in this passage.
但是如果说，即便是世界上最大的体育馆，像印度的可以坐13万2000人体育馆， 跟
And so John here begins this section with after this.
他开始说此后这句话。
And so in the previous passage, John saw 144,000 of the tribes of Israel.
在前面那段经文，约翰看到了这种以色列的民族里面有144,000人被拣选。
If you're not familiar, they were 12 tribes of Israel living in the promised land.
所以如果你不太熟悉的话，可以再说一遍，在以色列有十二个支派，他们住在神的应许之地。And
so having seen the tribes of Israel, John is drawing our attention now because he sees something that is beyond, outside the tribe of Israel.
他，使徒约翰在给我们讲了以色列的十二个支派的144,000人以后呢，现在给我们的注意力引到在以色列以外的选民。And
so he sees a great multitude that no one could number.
他看到有许多人，没有人能数过来的。
And these multitude would be the Gentiles, the non-Jews.
所以这些许多人数不过来的，一定是非犹太人，我们就说外邦人。
It says that they came from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages.
所以这所有的人是从各国各族各民各风来的。
And see, Christianity is not just for the Jews.
所以这次提醒我们，基督教不仅仅是犹太人的宗教。
It is not just for the Caucasians.
也不是白人的宗教。
It's not just for the Chinese people.
也不是我们中国人的宗教。
See, these people came from every nation.
所以这只是从各国各族来的。
The word translated from the Greek word nation is where we get the English word ethnic.
所以在希腊文里面的这个叫民族是 ethnic， 我们英文的叫 ethnicity， 我们中文叫种族。
See, Christianity is for every ethnicity in the world, every nation in the world.
所以基督教是关于各国各民族的所有人的。
I'm very grateful here at OBC, we're a multi-ethnic church family.
所以非常感恩我们OBC希望爱堂是一个多民族的教会。
And so we kind of get a little glimpse of what heaven could look like.
所以我们如果环顾四周，你可以看看天国的景象，可能就跟我们现在差不多。
Now in this passage, what is the multitude doing here?
那在这个经轨里面，这很多人在这去干什么呢？
They're standing before the throne and before the Lamb here.
他们在站在宝座和羔羊的面前。
See, the throne is referring to God the Father who is seated.
这个宝座是指圣父坐在宝座上。
The Lamb is referring to God the Son, Jesus Christ.
羔羊是指神的爱子耶稣基督。
And notice what they're wearing right now.
那他们穿的是什么呢？
They're clothed in white robes.
他们穿的是白衣。
Now, we'll get back to that later when we get to verse 13.
我们在看到13节的时候，我们再回过头来再讲这一节。
But here, they're standing before God.
但他们现在站在神的面前。They're
holding palm branches in their hands.
他们手上拿着棕树枝。
Now, why are they holding palm branches?
那为什么他们手上拿着棕树枝呢？
See, palm branches symbolize a joy and victory and triumph.
所以这棕树枝我们知道是代表喜乐代表胜利或代表更大的胜利
If you remember Jesus when he was entering into Jerusalem on the donkey people were holding palm branches as they welcomed him
如果你还记得耶稣在进圣城耶路撒冷的时候市民的手上拿着棕树枝来欢迎他
And that passage is famously known as the triumphal entry of Christ
所以那段经文我们在基督徒我们大家都知道是光荣荣耀的进程
And so together the multitude worship God and crying out with a loud voice
这多数人在一起在敬拜神而且是大声地喊着说
They're saying here in verse 10 Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb
在第十节他们大声喊着说愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊
See, they're celebrating the one who accomplished the work of salvation for all who will trust in Christ. Now, can you imagine what it's like to read this text together? Salvation belongs to our God and so forth.
如果你能想象到的众多数不过来的人同声喊着说这样的一句话吗愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神
归
于羔羊
Now I need a little bit of participation to this morning
我现在需要大家来一个参与
I want us to try to read this together as a church family in this highlighted part
所以在屏幕上你们看到在一个用粗体写的字我们一起来读这一句话
Alright, ready?
你们准备好了吗?
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. That's pretty epic right there. Now, can you imagine millions or billions or you can't even number these people crying that out?
你可以想象到如果是成千上万上亿的人在一起你数不过来的人同声说这样话的时候的场景
They're just crying or shouting out in a loud voice in unison to the king
他们大声同声齐唱说这样的话的时候
And the theme of their song is salvation
这个歌的主题是关于救恩的事情
Salvation means deliverance
救恩名是拯救的意思
You see, we were under the curse of our sins
我们受到过去受到罪的咒诅
And we need to be redeemed and saved from our sins and from the wrath to come
我们希望从神的愤怒中把我们从罪中解救出来
And the only one who can save us is God himself
唯有能拯救我们的是神亲自来拯救我们
He accomplished the work of salvation by sending his own son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and be raised on the third day
他派他的独生爱子耶稣基督在十字架上担当了我们的罪，拯救了我们。
And only God can offer you eternal life.
只有神能给我们永生。
Only God can redeem you.
只有神能拯救我们。
Only God can cause you to be born again.
只有神能让我们得到重生的生命。
And so we see in this passage the great multitude saved by God.
所以我们在这里看到没有人能数过来的人蒙神的拯救。
Now, second, we see the great adoration of eternal worship.
第二个景象我们看到是永恒的敬拜了极大的尊荣。
Here in verses 11 to 12, John says this, And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen.Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
所以在十一节到十二节，使徒约翰写到，众天使都站在宝座和众长老，并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神，说：阿门，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
See, after seeing the great multitude praising God, we see here in verses 11 to 12, the heavenly host joins in worship to our God.
所以在给我们介绍的第九节、第十节，没有人数得过来的广大的信徒来敬拜神的时候，他这给我们讲的是天上的天使也来敬拜神。
And see, there are all the angels.
所有的天使，众天使。
There are the 24 elders.
还有了24位长老。
And all the four living creatures.
还有四活物。
The lion, the ox, the face of a man, and the eagle.
那狮子、牛犊、有面相的人，还有飞鹰。
And all of them fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
他们都面伏于地的跪拜神。
All of them were joining the multitude, the great multitude, in praising our God with those words. I wonder what this whole scene just feels like and sounds like. Certainly it feels more overwhelming and more epic than what we can have. Notice that this verse is a sevenfold praise to our great and awesome God.
It's
blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might. And the number seven often represents perfection or completeness. Notice how it begins and how it ends.
你看到它怎么开始或怎么结束的?
It begins with Amen and it ends with Amen.
它开始是以阿们开始, 结束也以阿们结束。
Which shows that this is indeed true.
这告诉我们这真的就是一个完全完全备的事情。
And guess what?
那你这样怎么样呢?
We'll be preoccupied with worship forever.
我们在天堂的时候, 我们专心的就是来敬拜神。
That's what we'll do.
那我们将做的事情。
I'm not necessarily just talking about only singing per se.
不仅仅是只是在自己的事情唱歌赞美。
I'm talking about something even far greater.
从这我们看到更奇妙更伟大的。
That is beholding the glory of God forever and enjoying Him forever.
我们能看得见神的荣耀，得享受神的荣耀，永远的享受在一起。
You see, our God is infinitely glorious and worthy of all praise and worship.
我们神是永远的神，是配得我们的敬拜或赞美。
And brothers and sisters, do you believe that God is worthy?
弟兄姊妹，你相信神是配得这样的吗？
Do you live as though He alone deserves your heart, your worship, and your life?
你相信神是配得你这样尽心的赞美他吗？
Because in heaven, worship won't be optional.
在天国的时候，敬拜不是一件可有可无的事情。
It will be our joy and our delight and our constant occupation forever.
我们在天国要做的唯一一件事情就是来敬拜神。
And so we see the eternal the great adoration of eternal worship.
所以我们在第二个景象看到是一个永恒的敬拜这位伟大的主。
We see a third thing.
我们看第三节,
and that is the great redemption through the Lamb's blood.
所以我们看到一个借着耶稣羔羊的宝血, 我们得到了一个伟大的救赎。
Take a look at verses 13 to 14.
13节到14节。
Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
所以使徒约翰在十三节写道，长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And now the Apostle John here, as he was witnessing something very amazing and glorious, all of a sudden one of the 24 elders spoke to John. And so he asked him a rhetorical question. Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?
他说这些穿白衣的是谁？他们是从哪里来的呢？
Now the elder is asking the question not because he did not know the answer.
长老问他这个问题，并不是他不知道这个问题的答案。
Rather, the elder asked this question as an opportunity to explain the vision to John.
所以他问这个问题的目的是想他来跟约翰解释这些人的事是从哪里来的。
And so who are these clothed in white robes?
他说这些穿白衣的是谁呢？
So remember back in verse 9 that these great multitude came from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages.
我们在第九节的时候，我们知道这些没有人数得过来的人是从各国、各族、各民中来的。
And not only that, but where did they come from?
那他们从哪里来的呢？
And the elder is about to answer that question because even John doesn't know.
这个长老呢，马上就来回答这个问题，因为约翰也不知道他们从哪里。
That's why John responds with ignorance, "Sir, you know."
使徒约翰就是说，我主你知道的。
Only the elder knows.
只有长老们知道。
And so the elder answered who these people in white clothes are and where they came from.
所以长老就告诉约翰，这些穿白衣的人是谁，是从哪里来的。
And so the elders explains where they came from.
长老告诉他们是从哪里来的。
And so these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
他说这些人是从大患难中来的。
Now the great tribulation is referring to a period in the future where there will be exceeding sorrow and exceeding pain on the earth in the final days before the second coming of Jesus.
所以这个大患难是指耶稣再来，最后第二次再来的前一段时间，我们将要经历的众多的患难或逼迫或迫害的一段时间。
Now I think the church has been raptured already before the great tribulation.
我想呢，在大患难来的时候，我们的教会已经被提了。
But some who remain on earth will come to believe in Jesus.
但是在教会被提以后，在地上剩下的这些人还会来信耶稣基督。
And some of these saints will just come out of the great tribulation through death by violence, natural causes, and martyrdom.
可能这些从大患难中出来的信徒，他们也许是受到迫害，也许是受到这个正常的死亡，但是更多的是为主而牺牲的人。
And we notice here that they are clothed in white robes.
我们注意到这边他们是穿着白衣。
Why are they wearing white robes?
他们为什么穿白衣呢？
Well, it says here in the latter of verse 14, latter part of verse 14.
这样说到。
Their white robes represent victory and salvation.
他们的白的衣服象征了救恩的得胜。
But they also point to something even deeper.
他们可能更深的，我们来看一看。
That their sins have been completely cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus Christ.
他们的罪已经因着耶稣基督的宝血完全得到了洁净。
Now we see a little bit of a paradox here.
所以这个地方有一个很两难的问题。
See, because blood usually stains, right?
所以血一般的是容易把衣服弄脏。
But the blood of Jesus makes us clean and pure and white.
但是耶稣基督的宝血把我们的罪得到洁净了，变成了白的白白的颜色。
And so these robes represent the righteousness of Christ that covers them.
所以这个白衣是代表了耶稣基督的义遮盖了他们。
It's a righteousness that they receive when they turn from their sins and place their faith in Jesus through in His death and resurrection.
是因为他们信靠了耶稣基督的这个在十字架上为我们死而且复活了，耶稣基督的义披盖了他们。
Now, why do we need the blood of Jesus to make us white?
那我们为什么需要耶稣基督的宝血？那我们可以穿上这个白衣呢？
It's because of our sins.
Because 因为我们的罪。
Sin means missing the mark. God has a perfect standard. But we missed it or have fallen short of it. We sin by violating God's law. We sin by turning away from Him. And because of our sins, we stand justly condemned by a holy God.
因为我们的罪，我们可以应当受到谁神的这个惩罚。
And that there's nothing we can do to have our sins forgiven forever.
但是我们靠自己无法拯救我们从罪中。
There's nothing we can do to have our sins completely cleansed.
我们对能把罪完全得到赦免是无能为力的事情。
No matter how many good things you have done.
不管你做了多么多很多的好事。
No matter how good or religious.You think you are.
也不管你认为好像自己有多么的虔诚，多么的敬虔，或者是宗教。
All that by itself is not enough.
所有的那些，如果是单靠这些事情是不够的。
It cannot take away the guilt of your sins.
也不能挪去你心中的内疚。
Even false gods and false religions cannot save you.
那些假的神或假的宗教也不能拯救你。
Even those of you who rely on yourselves and your own strength cannot save yourselves.
所以那些靠我们自身的努力想拯救自己的也做不到这一点。
Nothing you can do can make you acceptable before a holy God.
你自己通过自身没有任何一件事情让你能达到神的标准，让神接受你。
But the only way for our sins to be covered.
只有唯一的一件事情可以让我们的罪得到遮盖的事情。
And the only way for us to be clothed in white.
那我们唯一的一件事情让我们能穿上白衣的。
Is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
那就是通过耶稣基督的宝血。
Because Jesus' death on the cross was perfect and complete.
Say it again.
Jesus' death on the cross was perfect and complete.
耶稣基督在十字架上的给我们成就的事情已经完成了这一切的事情。
His death alone is able to wash away our sins.
他的死亡已经洗净了我们一切的罪。
His death is able to satisfy God's righteous judgment. His death can give us the righteousness we need to stand before Him. And so if you want to go to heaven and be a part of what John sees, then I ask you today, have you been made white by the blood of Christ? Have you turned away from your sins and placed your trust in Jesus Christ? Because apart from Him, there is no forgiveness, there's no cleansing, and there's no eternal life. But in Jesus, everything changes. If you trust in Jesus this morning, you are forgiven. You are cleansed. You are clothed in Christ's righteousness. And so we see the great redemption through the Lamb's blood. And finally, we'll consider the fourth snapshot that John sees. And that is the great protection under God's care. We see that in verses 15 to 17. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
所以15节到17节这样写道，所以他们在神宝座前周易在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕敷庇他们，他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And so we see here in verse 15 that these saints who suffered the great tribulation will get to stand before the throne of God alongside with the great multitude. Since they're in the presence of the great God Almighty, they will serve Him unceasingly day and night in His temple before His presence.
所以他们在侍奉这位满有大能的神，日日夜夜的来，昼夜都在殿中来侍奉他。
And God who sits on His throne promises that He will shelter them with His presence.
坐在宝座上的神来应许他们用帐幕来庇盖他们。
He promises to protect them forever.
是一个对他们一个保护。
And not only that, in verse 16, God promises His people that He will provide for them.
所以在神在十六节里面告诉他们，具体给他们保护一些什么样的事情呢
？Notice all these negative descriptions.
所以他们这是从反面来说，不再这样的描述。
See, they will not hunger.
他们不再饥饿。
They will not thirst.
他不再渴渴。
The sun will not strike them.
日头也不伤害他们。
The sun will not scorch them with heat.
炎热也不会伤害他们。
Why is that?
为什么是这样呢
？Why would God protect His people and dwell with His people? Why would they not suffer? Why would they not suffer? Well, here's the reason in verse 17. The Lamb will be their shepherd. We just sang that song, right? The Lamb becomes their shepherd king. See, the irony of this image is that the lamb is also the shepherd, but they describe the same person, Jesus Christ. See, the shepherd doesn't just guide his people anywhere. It says that he will guide his people, his sheep, to the springs of living water. This is where God's people will be eternally satisfied in Him. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 tells us about the new heaven and the new earth.
在启示录的二十一章的第四节的时候，告诉我们有关新天新地的描述。
And it says that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
第四节是这样说：神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
See, heaven is heaven not because we will be there and just merely rest in peace.
天堂之所以是天堂，不仅仅是因为我们可以在那得到休息或得到平安。
Heaven is heaven because God is there.
天堂之所以是天堂，是因为神在那里。
Heaven cannot be heaven without God.
天堂就不称为天堂，如果神不在那的话。
Heaven is also heaven because God's redeemed people will be there.
因为天堂之所以有天堂，是因为神救赎的子民也会在那。
And God promises that He will dwell and be with His people for eternity.
神应许了我们，他将与他的子民在那永远的住在一起。
Now, perhaps instead of maybe asking, "Do you want to go to heaven?" Maybe we should ask, "Do you want to be with God forever?"
也许我们刚才问你的问题是你想去天堂吗？应该这样问你一个问题：你是不是要与神在一起
？And so. We saw four snapshots from John's vision.
所以在这里我们看到了四个从约翰呢看到四个场景。
We saw the great multitude saved by God.
我们看到了有得神拯救的一个广大的群众。
We saw the great adoration of eternal worship.
我们也看到了从永恒敬拜的一个极大尊荣。
We saw the great redemption through the Lamb's blood.
我们也看到了借着耶稣基督的宝血得到的伟大的救赎。
And finally, we saw the great protection under God's care.
我们也看到了这神看顾之下的极大的庇护。
And so, having taken a peek of heaven from John's vision, I return to the question: Do you want to go to heaven?
在我们看我约翰给我描述的这样一个简单的一个像一个偷偷的看了一眼的一个场景以后，我问你，回过头来问你刚才问的问题：
Do you want to be with
去天国吗
？Do you want to be with God forever?
你是不是要永远的与神同在？
Do you want to be a part of the great multitude saved by God?
你是不是要成为那个广大的群众当中的一员？
Do you want to worship the Lord alongside these heavenly beings?
你是不是要跟着天使一起来敬拜神？
If you're a follower of Christ who have trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then that's your destiny.
如果你已经信靠耶稣基督是你的救主的话，那就是你将来要去的地方。
And so, brothers and sisters, you are to live.In light of that reality,
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在的活着就要以这样的一个看见为我们活的宗旨。
And I pray that you'll be preoccupied with eternal destiny.
我相信我在祷告祈求，你的一生中都要围绕这样的一个远见来过你地上的生活。
And may you set your minds on the things that are above and not on the things that are on earth.
我希望你们像哥罗西书的第三章说的一样，你们要思念上面的事情，不要思念地上的事情。
But if you're not a Christian and if you're not a follower of Christ, then your robes are not white.
如果说你还没有信靠耶稣基督的话，你现在你的衣服还不是白色的。
Your sins are filthy and dirty before a holy and righteous God.
你的罪在圣洁无瑕的神的面前是臭的，是腐败的。
And because of your sins, you cannot stand before God without incurring His wrath and His indignation.
如果说你还没有因为你的罪的话，你在神的面前会神一定的愤怒会加到你的身上。
But there is hope and encouragement for you.
但是我们有盼望，有鼓励。
See, by faith in Jesus, only His blood can wash you and cleanse you of your sins from the inside out.
而是耶稣基督的宝血可以从里到外把你的罪得到洁净。
See, by faith in Jesus, you can be justified.
你信靠耶稣基督，你可以称义。
This means being declared guiltless and right before a holy God because of the righteousness of Christ.
因为耶稣基督的义可以在神的面前，你也可以得以称义。
By faith in Jesus, you can be adopted into God's family.
通过耶稣基督的信靠耶稣，你也可以成为神的子民。
The great multitude that you see in this passage are your brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们在这里看到的多的不可数的人，都是我们主里的弟兄姊妹。
You will worship our God forever, with God's people and God's family forever. And if you want to receive Christ and be saved, then turn from your sins, repent of your sins.
如果你想接受耶稣，你就跟来到神的面前悔改，来让他来宽恕你的罪。
Repent of your, from yourself and your self-reliance.
如果说在悔改之过去，你靠了自己，或者说自己的努力来。
Repent of your idols and your false religions that you worship.
你也可以从你的在偶像的崇拜或者过去错误的敬拜当中悔改过来。
Trust Jesus as your only Lord and Savior this morning.
今天早上就信靠耶稣基督是你的唯一的救主。
Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
保罗在罗马书的第十章九到十节说到，如果你心里口里承认耶稣基督是主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，你就得救。
And I pray that God will do a supernatural work in your heart by giving you the gift of faith and repentance.
这是我的祷告，我今天早上求神用一个超自然的方式把这样的信心放在你的心中。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样的话语。
Thank you for giving us a vision of heaven.
谢谢你让我们能看到天国的景象。
What an overwhelming scene we saw in this passage.
这是多么奇妙的一段经文。
And for those of us who long to be there, will be a part of it.
所以当我们当中有一些人在期盼到了一个地方的时候，我们将会成为他们当中的一部分。
Oh Lord, help us to be preoccupied with heavenly things.
当我们的思绪紧紧聚焦在我们天上的事情。
Help us to set our minds on the things of heaven and not on things of the earth.
来帮助我们思念上面的事情，而不要思念地上的事情。
Oh God, forgive us for the times when we don't think about what our eternal destiny will be.
神宽恕我们，有的时候我们没有我们永生的盼望作为我们思念的事情。
But Lord, help. But now we've seen what heaven's like. Help us to live in light of that reality.
神帮助我们，现在我们已经看到天国的景象是什么，帮助我们在地上活出这样的一个盼望。
Help us to store up treasures in heaven.
那我们积财宝在天上。
Help us to long to see more and more people receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and be a part of this multitude.
帮助我们也期盼更多越来越多的人跟我们一起来成为天国当中多的不可数人当中的一员。
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉所有的这些事情都是奉耶稣基督的名所求。
Amen.
Amen.